So we are continuing to have classes regarding the appearance of Lord Ramachandra, whose appearance we'll celebrate on Wednesday. So leading up, we try and absorb ourselves in different leelas, pastimes, qualities of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Just like when you have Christmas, it starts on the 1st of December, 3 weeks before everyone gets excited, isn't it? Sometimes they start in October, but anyway. So in the same kind of mood, we want to try and understand. The one day is not enough to understand this great personality's wonderful pastimes and qualities. So we need a few days to get ourselves absorbed in these great personalities. And then when the final day comes, then we are ready to understand who this person is. So there's been different kinds of classes based on different topics. So the topic that I was given was Ram as the ideal role model. Ram as the ideal Ram, the role model. So I've taken a verse from Srimad Bhagavad Gita, so I'm not sure who's in charge up there. It's Bhagavad Gita as it is, chapter 3, text 21. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. So this particular verse is chosen because Krishna is explaining what a great man performs, then common man will follow. Yad yad acharati shrestas tat tadeva taro jana sayad parananam kurute lokastadanuvartate. Yad yad acharyati shrestha tata deva taro jana sayat parananam kurute lokastadanuvantate. Others, please. Yad yad acharati shrestas dada tarvaya taro jana sayat paranam kurute lokastadanuvartate. Yad yad acharati shrestas tata deva taro jana satyat paranam kurute lokastadanuvartate. Yad yad acharati shrestas tata deva taro jana sayat paranam kurute lokastadanuvartate. Ladies. Yad yad acharati shrestas yad tad vyataro janaha sayat paramanam kurute lokastadanuvatate. Yad yad whatever acharate he does, shrestha a respectable leader, tad and that alone, eva certainly, itara common. Janaha, person. Saha, he. Yad, whichever. Paramanam, example. Kurute, thus perform. Lokaha, all the world. Tat, that. Anuvantate, follows in the footsteps. Translation, commentary by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada ki. Whatever action a great man performs, common man follow, and whatever standards he sets by exemplary acts, all the world pursues. You can please kindly repeat after me. Whatever action a great man performs, common man follow. And whatever standards he sets by exemplary acts, all the world pursues. Purport. People in general always require a leader who can teach the public by practical behavior. A leader cannot teach the public to stop smoking if he himself smokes. Lord Chaitanya said that a teacher should behave properly before he begins teaching. One who teaches in that way is called Acharya, or the ideal teacher. Therefore, a teacher must follow the principles of Shastra scriptures to teach the common man. The teacher cannot manufacture rules against the principles of revealed scriptures. The revealed scriptures like Manusamhita, similar others, are considered the standard books to be followed by the human society. Thus, the leader's teaching should be based on the principles of such standard shastras. One who desires to improve himself must follow the standard rules as they are practiced by the great teachers. The Srimad Bhagavatam also affirms that one should follow in the footsteps of great devotees. That is the way of progress on the path of spiritual realization. The king or the executive head of state, the father, the school teacher are all considered to be natural leaders of the innocent people in general. All such natural leaders have a great responsibility to their dependents. Therefore, they must be conversant with standard books of moral and spiritual codes. Whatever action a great man performs, a common man follow, and whatever standards he sets by exemplary acts, all the world pursues. Om Jnana Timarandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militan Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. Shri Chaitanya Mano Pistam Stapitam Jaina Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Pastaya Bhutale Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nitinamine. Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschacha Desatarine. Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadada Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ramo, Hare Ramo, Ramo Ramo, Hare Hare. Shri Ramachandra Bhagavan Ki Jai. So asking blessings from all the devotees here. I don't particularly feel qualified to sit on this Vyasasan, the seat of Vyasadev. But somehow or another, the authorities ask me. I'm always kind of reluctant to give, but they always encourage me to give. So I don't feel qualified, so ask your blessings. Vanchakalpa Trubhishya Kripa Sindhubhyayavacha Patitonam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha. It is because we are explaining the principles of Dharma, talking about the pastimes of the Lord. There's a very nice, beautiful pastime when Hanuman was in the Ashoka groves and he was trying to search for Sita, And after conversing with Sita, exchanging about Ram's awareness, looking for Sita, where Sita was, then the guards, they noticed Hanuman. And in they came, and there was a big fight with the guards and Hanuman. Wasn't it? Who won, the guards or Hanuman? Yes, that's right. Hanuman ki. So Hanuman beat all the guards, but that wasn't the end. Then who came to help the guards? Indrajit. Well done. Give him a clap, Haribol. So Indrajit, he came with his Naga Astra. Then he shot that arrow at Hanuman. And Hanuman, seeing that, he paid his respects. And then the Nagastra tied him up. Then he was brought in front of Ravana. Dun, 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 dun. So Ravana was sitting there on a big seat. And then he was there with his ministers, Vibhishan, all different courtiers were there. And then Hanuman was brought in front over there. And then Ravana said, "Who is this bandar, this monkey? It is unusual for a monkey to be in the court of a king, isn't it? When was the last time you saw a monkey in the temple room apart from you, Doya?" Vrindavan. Oh yeah, that's true. They do come in Vrindavan all the time. So it's an unusual spectacle to see a monkey in a court. And Ravana was taken back. "Who is this monkey?" And then the monkey spoke. Again, unusual for a monkey to speak. Very unusual. So then he said, "I am a messenger from Lord Ram." And as soon as he said that, Ravana's heart sank. Boo. But Vibhishan, his heart became elated. And he stood up. "Oh, a messenger from Ram." Then he told his brother Ravana, "We should give him a seat." Because that is the custom. When a messenger comes, you give him a seat, what message he has to deliver. Have you heard the saying? Don't kill the messenger. So please, be nice to Hanuman. Don't kill the messenger. And then did Ravana heed his words? Did he give him a seat? Did he give him an asana to sit on? So Hanuman was very, very humble. Trinada pisu nichena. He didn't mind if it was a seat was not offered to him. But he was thinking, the message that I'm delivering is very, very unique. It's very elevated. Then in right in front of everyone, he got his puchdi. You know what his puchdi is? Tail. And then by magical mystic powers, Hanuman had many mystical powers. When he was a little monkey, he was very, very naughty. Is it a monkey's a naughty? So he did all sorts of naughty things. And one of the naughty things he did was he swallowed the sun. Groom. And it was all darkness. And of course, darkness all the time is not so good. I think anyone from Norway here? I think there's, it's all dark, isn't it? For about 1 or 2 months, 24 hours of darkness. There were vampires and who knows what lives there. Anyway, so then after a little while, Hanuman released the sun after Indra threw the thunderbolt. And then Vayu stopped the air. And then all the demigods came in different powers, different kinds of mystic siddhis. Of course, with so much power, he became even more naughtier. And then all the rishis got together and curbed his power until it was the right time to use it. When was the right time to use it? Oh, Doya's on ball today. Well done. So Jambavan had to remind him of his power, that Lanka was 100 yojanas away. How much is 100 yojanas? One yojana is 8 miles. Okay, let's see how good you're with your maths. 8 miles, 100 yojanas. Woo! 800 miles. Can you jump 800 miles? And Hanuman didn't think he could jump 800 miles. But then Jambavad started singing his glories, and boom, he started growing, and then his powers came. So then with his mystical powers, his tail started going in a circular form and started going round and round, and it started getting higher and higher. And Ravana was looking, everyone was looking, and the seat that he was making became higher than Ravana's. And then Hanuman jumped on top over there, and he was higher than Ravana's seat. The reason was because the message of Ram is very, very elevated. So we might feel awkward sitting over here, but it is the message that we're delivering that is uttermost importance, and with humility we take this seat like Hanuman. So the Lord, he comes. Everyone knows the famous verse in the Bhagavad Gita. Let's chant it together. 1, 2, 3. Yudai, yudai hi dharmasya klanir bhavati bharata abhyutanam dharmasya tadatmanam srijamyaham paritranaya sadhunam vinashaya dharma samstapanathaya sambhavame yuge yuge. What does that mean, Doya? I don't know. So the Lord, he comes, and in this particular incarnation as Lord Ramachandra, he came as Maryada Purushottama. Maryada Purushottama. What does that mean? Ladies, do you know what that means? Any gents? That's right. When he sets the perfect example, Maradya means ideal person, ideal character. And then Purushottam, Purush means human. That's right, human. And Uttam means the highest human. And then the highest human is Lord Ram, because he came as a human being. Normally, when the Lord comes, he comes and he displays his various incredible pastimes. Ram did also. But in this particular form, he came as a human. Anyone know why he chose this particular form? Doya, you're too good. You should sit over here. Go on, Doya, tell us. So when Ravana was performing austerities and then Brahma gave him different benediction, he said, I don't want to be killed by any demigods, beasts, any weapons, this and that. And he didn't ask the boon to be killed by humans, because he thought humans were puny, that, you know, he could just vanquish them. So therefore, Lord Vishnu appeared as a human being, but as Purushottam, as the ideal human. So in life, we are common. Anyone remember the word that is used in the Bhagavad Gita, word by word, the common? Itara, common person. Of course, you're all Vaishnavas, but overall, we are common. Now, when we are just common people, what do we normally do? We try to look up to someone in life. And why is it? Why do we look up to someone? Anyone have any idea? Jivera Swarup Krishna Nitya Das. We are Das by nature. We are servant. So because we are servant, we have to look up to our master to serve. But in our conditional stage, we want to serve some masters in a way that's not really beneficial for us. In our natural state, Jivera Swarup, Krishna Nitya Das, we're eternal servants. But having taken this body, we look up to other persons for some influence from leaders. We follow someone on Instagram, Do you follow someone on Instagram? Come on, you do, no? We follow someone maybe on Facebook. Maybe we follow some influencer on YouTube. So the natural tendency is to try and look to someone and see if we can get inspired by someone. And in this way, help us in our life. Life is very, very complicated. Life is never easy. Life has so many ups and downs. So then the Lord comes and teaches us how to live an ideal life. Lord Ramachandra led an ideal life. So some of the qualities that we're going to discuss today, you also try and bear in mind that you are also a leader in one way or another. You may be common, as we might think we might be, but we are also a leader in one way or another. And then what category we discuss to see in what role we can represent someone who might look to us. Okay, so there are many wonderful qualities that Lord Ramachandra said. What were some of the ideal traits that Lord Rama had? And then we'll discuss some of them. What was the ideal? Ideal what? Ideal leader. He was an ideal leader, that's right. Anything else? He was very respectful to his seniors, that's right. Sorry, listening to his parents. He's very, very obedient. So he was an ideal king. He was an ideal king. So Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, of the different governing systems, he is what? Monarchy. And out of monarch, he is what? Lord Ramachandra. He represents Lord Ramachandra, who is the ideal monarch. So that's one, he's the ideal king. Another one, he's the ideal husband. He is an ideal husband. So remember all these different, we are also husbands in one way or another, and we'll go through them, time permitting. He's an ideal king. He's an ideal husband. Anything else? He's an ideal brother. That's right. So some of us are brothers here. We'll delve into that a little bit. What brother are you? So ideal king, ideal husband, ideal brother. Anything else? Ideal ruler. Ideal, yeah, ruler, that's the king. Warrior, that's right. And prince. So before he was a king, he was a prince. Because if we get time, we'll delve into that also. Then he was an ideal father. Some of you are fathers, so we can maybe learn a little bit. And above all, he was the ideal follower of dharma. Dharma samsthapanathaya. So we'll also go. So first of all, we'll start with the quality of prince. So before he was a king, he was a prince. And then when you live in a royal environment, when you are in order of succession for the king, bolo shishi Radha Gokula Nanda ki, Sitaram Lakshmanuman ki, shishi Gonitai ki. So when you're going to be next in throne, what happens in the royal family? What happens in the royal family? Yes? That's right. But unfortunately, others also want that position. Maybe the siblings, maybe the uncle, you know. So we are not always ready to accept the natural succession of the king. In the Mahabharata, who was the natural succession to the throne of Hastinapur? Yudhishthira Maharaj. But who didn't want to accept it? Duryodhana. He wanted to usurp that. So this is the intrigue of politics in royal family. Anyone come from a royal family here? You come from a royal family. So in royal family, everyone is after some kind of power or another. We all know so many stories. And people are willing to kill each other's siblings, each other's parents even, to get that throne. So unfortunately, we had the same situation. That even though Ram was the natural successor, everyone loved Ram. Not anyone protested Ram being the king. But somehow or another, someone in that royal order was not happy. Who was that? Mantra. So she saw it in a material way. And she polluted Kaikeya that the throne should not go to Ram, but should go to who? And then, when Ram was told by his father to give up the throne and give it to his younger brother, did Ram retaliate? Did he say, let me think about it? No. Did he say, I don't know. No. What did he say? He accepted. Now think about this for a moment. The whole kingdom. Now we have so much possessions. And if your parents ask you to give it to your younger brother, are you willing to do it? Would you give your switch to your younger brother? You think? So generally, we are very attached to our material possessions, isn't it? When was the last time someone lost their phone? How did you feel about it? Oh, not your dad. This is controlled. So when we lose something, we get so upset. But Ram was cool. He didn't even feel disturbed. He said, yes, Father, I will renounce it. But there was one person who wasn't willing to accept that. Who was that? Lakshman. Lakshman's fiery nature. He's Ananta. All fire comes out of his mouth. So he wasn't willing to accept. But Lord Ram as a prince, he was willing to give everything up just to satisfy his stepmother, Kaikeya, and to satisfy his father's wishes. So when it comes to material things, we shouldn't become overly attached to them. They come and go. They never stay. Lakshmi is known as what? Chanchala. She comes and goes. She only stays where Ram is. She only stays where Vishnu is. If you happen to be a Ravana and try and keep Lakshmi without Ram, what is your fate? Dun, 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 dun. Not a good fate. So all things, all creation, everything belongs to the Lord. So Ram exhibited the perfect renunciation by giving up the kingdom. He was the ideal son. So we are all sons in one way or another. When I look back to my situation as a son, I don't think I was too kind to my father. I always gave him a hard time. I mean, to some degree, it was because I wanted to become a Hare Krishna at the age of 15, and he had other ideas for me. So this caused a little disturbance in my father. And when I became a Hare Krishna, obviously, he wasn't very, very happy about it. So sometimes we do some actions that sometimes are not so pleasing to our father. Of course, after I joined, then we did reconcile and he was very happy and he gave his blessings and he became very, very happy. I became a devotee. But Lord Ram, he didn't question his father's authority. Whatever his father said, he accepted. As a son, do we accept whatever father tells us? Of course, we have to weigh that carefully because I didn't accept what my father said. When it comes to spirituality, obviously that is stronger. Time is running out. So then we got prince, we got ideal son, then the husband. Yesterday we heard a beautiful class about Ram, how he was feeling separation. So some of us are husbands. Who's husbands over here? So a lot of us, probably 99% of us, will become husbands at one point or another. So Lord Ram was the ideal husband. It's a tough position to be a husband. It's not easy. If you're a husband, give yourself a little tap in the back. It's a hard situation. But Lord Ramachandra, he showed how we can be a husband in an ideal way so that the wife becomes also very, very happy. She becomes... So normally, the general rule of the thumb is we're the center. But when we enter married life, as tough as it seems, we have to make sure that we please the wife. And Lord Ramachandra did that. Please Sita in whatever way she needed to be happy. When he went to the forest, he didn't want Sita to come and have that hardship. Ram was going to have so much hardship in the forest. I've done camping, and camping is very, very austere, especially when it rains. Imagine 14 years camping. So, Lord Ram was so kind, so thoughtful of his wife. He said, I don't want you to be in this harsh condition. So when you treat your wife in an ideal way, then the wife will treat you as an ideal wife. And what did Sita say? Did she want to stay back in the comfort of the palace? If there's that genuine love and bond, spiritual bond between husband and wife, then they will support each other. So then what did Sita want to do? She wanted to support her husband and also go in the forest. What is your dukkhi? It's going to be mine. What is your sukhi? We can share it together. So in this way, Lord Ram was the ideal husband to Sita Devi. So if you're a husband, then in the Ramayana, we don't have time to go through all the different qualities, but he is the ideal Purushottama, the ideal husband for us to follow. So we've got king, we got a prince, we got a brother. Did we say brother? Did we discuss brother? No? So brother, again another tough situation. I remember my older brothers bullying me. I remember me bullying the younger brothers. It's like a kind of a chain reaction. So generally we always have a little bit of tension in a family with brothers, this and that. We never agree. You know, watch TV to watch, what video game to play. But Ram was an ideal brother to Lakshman. And even though sometimes Lakshman didn't always agree to some of Ram's choices in life, because there was a genuine love that Ram had for his younger brother, Lakshman was willing to execute those orders. Not always easy to try and go against your nature, you're against your grain, to listen to another order that you might feel is not right. So what was the some of the difficult dilemmas that Lakshman was put into by Ram? Yeah. Something that we shouldn't do physically against a woman, but this was Ram's order and she was causing a lot of disturbance. Anything else? When Ram finally killed Ravana and then Sita was united with Ram, then Ram, just to make sure in the public's eye, because he was an ideal king, he didn't accept Sita, because Sita, so-called, was in another person's place. Although technically Ashoka Gross was outside, wasn't in Ravana's place. And then Sita said, if I'm impure, then the fire will consume you. And then who did Ram ask to light the fire? Lakshman. Now can you imagine Mother Sita, the goddess of fortune? Lakshman had been serving her, building a high, nice house, and then Ram asked you to burn her. Woo! Very, very difficult choice. But again, because there was that strong bond of brotherly love, he executed. And there was another one, which is also very, very difficult, a choice that Lakshman had to carry out, which also always brings a little bit of confusion to some people, but we won't get into that. He was the ideal spiritual student. Who was his spiritual master? Who was Ram's spiritual master? Vashishta. Vashishta was a priest for the royal family. He taught Ram, who else did he teach? Yeah? Lakshman and Shatrughna. So, Lord Ramachandra, under the guidance of Vashishta, was the ideal disciple. He learnt from Vashishta. So again, he was the perfect disciple. We all have a spiritual master, or aspiring to have a spiritual master. So as a disciple, he was perfect. And then when Vishwamitra did come to take Ram, Dasarath said no. How old was Ram? 16. Imagine going to face the cohorts, the demons of Ravana, Maricha. And Dasarath, a 16-year-old boy, to go and fight demons. The dad's definitely going to say no. But it was Vashishta who knew his student Ram was very, very capable and qualified, and therefore he said yes, Dasarath, let him go, because he knows he has learned well. And then he's the upholder of Dharma. We are all on the path of spirituality. We are all trying to be spiritual. And Ram is the ideal Dharma Samsthapanataya, upholder of Dharma. So in the next few days, as we reflect on the appearance of Lord Ram, then we can see some of these qualities that we can try and follow. So sometimes you might think, well, that's Lord Ram, he can do that, he's the Supreme Person. But Lord Ramachandra, although he was the Supreme Person, he came and had the traits of a human being, and he also exhibited some of those different traits. We saw yesterday that he got angry, he got depressed. But nevertheless, at the right time, he upheld all the different principles. So although some of the things that he did might seem far-fetched, although it might not seem possible for us to also execute, although it might seem out of reach for us, but if we practice, if we take shelter, and the key for Lord Ramachandra to perform all these different ideal role was what? What was the key quality that Lord Ramachandra had that enabled him to perform these ideal roles? His duty? Humility. Trinadapi Sunichaina. So yesterday we were listening, there were different kinds of ways that Lakshman was trying to persuade Ram in his grief situation. But at the end, it was the humility of Lakshman that convinced Ram not to be in this situation, to be strong and go forward and look for Sita. So in all aspects, if you think about, he was humble. When he was a king, he was ready to give it up, to give it to his brother. He didn't make a fuss about it. He was humble. When he was a brother, he was also very, very humble and respectful to Lakshman. When he was a prince, he was also very, very humble, ready to give the throne to his brother. When he was a husband, he himself was very, very humble, went through all different trials and tribulations to make Sita happy. When he was a father, who are the sons of Lord Ram? Love and Kush. Again, they respected their father, Ram. And then when Sita left a little bit untimely, so-called, Ram still upheld his duties and carried on. And how long did Lord Ram's reign carry on after Sita passed away? Sorry? Yeah, somewhere about that region. Nearly different texts say different things. 11,000. So for many, many thousands of years, he still carried on upholding his dharma, his duty. Sometimes when we lose someone in our life, sometimes someone is taken away, the wind in the sail is taken. But Lord Ramachandra, he kept on doing his duty, no matter what the odds were against him. So many difficulties, so many things were against him. His kingdom was taken, he was banished, his wife was taken, someone was criticizing him. All different challenges, but he always kept equipoised. He always kept it together. So this is the ideal quality of Lord Ramachandra. Then we have to look inside ourselves. Are we coming to that level? Are we coming to that situation? Are we being affected by the lower modes? And possibly, yes, one day the lower modes will affect us. But that's okay. That's the nature of this world. Next day is another day. We can be stronger. And in this way, Lord Ramachandra, he appeared to set the perfect example, Maradyada Purushottama, so that we can follow in his footsteps. Mahajana Yena Gata Sampanta. We always have to follow someone. We always have to have someone we want to look up to. And Lord Ramachandra is that perfect person. Thank you very much. Anyone have any questions, comments? I can carry on telling more pastimes if you want. Yes? Why is Doya called Doya? That's a good question. I'm going to be truthful. I'm not sure what Lakshman means. Can I ask anyone else? Does anyone know what Lakshman means? I know what Ram means. You know what Ram means? What does Ram mean? Sorry? No. Yes? That's right. One who gives pleasure. So we're all trying to find some pleasure in life. We're all trying to find some kind of happiness. And Ram Bhagwan is the giver of pleasure. And he gave pleasure to Sita. He gave pleasure to Dasarath. He gave pleasure to Lakshman. He gave happiness to many, many people. All the citizens of Ayodhya, except for that Dobi Wala, were all happy. He gave pleasure to everyone. He's a fiery character. Yeah, you don't want to mess around with him. When Sugriva promised to help find Sita, it was the rainy season. And then, how long does the rainy season last? 4 months. So when it's a rainy season, it's not a good time to travel. Lord Chaitanya himself, in the rainy season, he stayed in one place and concentrated in spiritual place. One place he stayed, where did he stay in the rainy season? That's right. In the Sri Ranganath temple. And that's where he met young Gopal Bhatta. So generally rainy season, I don't know if you've been in India, muddy, there's all potholes and rain everywhere. I was once in Bombay and it was the monsoon weather. And I was just walking, the sun was out, it was nice and bright. Within a second, the monsoon, dark clouds came, it just rained. And there was just water. And I saw a puddle over there. And I thought it was a low puddle. And I went and put my foot inside there. And then before I knew it, I was like knee deep in water. So then Sugriva said to Ram, it's not a good time to travel to look for Sita. So the month went by, second month went by, third month, and the fourth month, and he was ready to go and find Sita. But all the monkeys were being a little bit mischievous, and then Lakshman was getting a little bit agitated. And he went where everyone was having fun, and he twang his bow. He said, "What is this? You've had your 4 months rest. It is now time to fulfill your duty and find Sita." So Lakshman is a fiery person. You don't want to cross his path. Unless you're going to serve Lord Ram, he'll be happy to help you. Anything else? Any comments? Any pastimes anyone likes to share? Yes, David Prabhu, anyone has a mic?
Thank you, Bhu. I have a question about Kaka is always seen as a villain, but I was just thinking about Dasarath, that he had a promise to her father and he didn't uphold that. So I was just wondering about that, if you have any thoughts on that.
So he didn't uphold which?
That her son would be the king.
He did uphold her. He did give the boon. So the two booms was to let Bharat be the king, and the other one was Ram be banished. So Dasarath, although it was a very difficult choice, he also honored that boon that he gave to Kaikeya.
This is before that he was going to install Lord Ram on the throne.
Okay, so then, so again, it's a little bit of a palace intrigue. It wasn't that he never said that Bharat was going to be the king, not that I remember. But because he had natural affection for Ram, and Ram was the next person to be in the king, so sometimes kings, they work things out in a such a way not to create ripples. Then he was going to place Lord Ramachandra. Maybe he might have said that, Bharat could have been a king. I'm not sure. When he accepted Kaikeya as the wife, I vaguely remember. I think they had the same situation with Maharaj Santanu, that his son would be the king. So sometimes a king might accept another wife on the basis that their son will be the king. But because of his natural love and affection for Ram, and then even the brothers didn't mind Ram being the king. To be honest, even Kaikeya didn't mind Ram being the king, but it was only because Mantara kind of twisted Kaikeya's mind. Hare Krishna. David?
One glorious aspect as an ideal ruler in Lord Ram is that in order to please the people, going on the word of a washerman, the story goes like this. The washerman's wife stays somewhere in her mother's house or somewhere, and she returns. And the washerman refuses to accept her. Lord Ram, he just, in order to please his people, he puts Sita Mahalakshmi for the test of fire. Rather than to please himself, it is for satisfying the people. Lokapavad, the ignominy that is resulting from a woman staying in somebody else's house for so many years. When a washerman did not accept, when in order to be clean in the eyes of the people, unwillingly or whatsoever, Lord Ram puts Sita to the test of fire. This glows altogether an ideal story, as against the modern politicians who are not to please the people, but to please themselves.
Yes, so Lord Ramachandra put his personal interests, so that it is says here Prabhupada explains that when someone is a leader, all such natural leaders have a great responsibility to their dependents. Therefore, they must be conversant with the standard books of moral and spiritual codes. So, therefore, Lord Ramachandra, being the ideal king, he put his own personal interest to the side so that no one could find any faults in him. Thank you very much. The mic here, please. And we don't want to keep anyone behind. If anybody is feeling a little bit ravish, there's Ram Prasadam in the valley. But if you want to enjoy the relish of Ram Katha, you can carry on staying here. Thank you.
Hare Krishna, thank you. About the verse, no?
Yeah.
What is the difference between imitate a personality like this and take an example, from Ram, but also from senior devotees?
So that's a very good question. The question is, how do we follow in the footsteps of leaders and not imitate them? How do we follow in the footsteps of a leader or a devotee or someone superior and not imitate them? So imitate them means that we try to be the same as them. We want to try and exactly replicate them. We've seen this many, many times. Someone wants to be the same as someone else. And then in this way, get the same attention as what the other person. It's all about someone being in a superior position and getting the attention. So we want to try and replicate that for our personal self so that we can get that attention. But to follow in the footsteps is to learn from them and try and learn qualities they have, examples they have set, and put it in ourselves so that we don't try to imitate them and try and become like them, but we learn from them. It's not always easy to distinguish, but the idea, again, it comes with humility, that we just try and see what that person is trying to convey by his life, and then we try and pick up the good qualities and imbibe them in our own life. If sometimes we think that that person is got such a tall order and we can't follow it, we shouldn't imitate and try and keep that situation. If we can't maybe follow a certain order, then we should try and just see how it's affecting us. And in this way, try and deal with it rather than just trying to imitate and be, say, like Ram. Yes, I can be like that. Because in some ways, we can never be ideal like that because we all have four defects in ourselves. But we try our utter best. Anyone else wants to add anything to that? Prayojana Prabhu?